Welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. I hope you have a lovely Friday and a fantastic weekend. And today's teaching is actually our final teaching of this month on valuing yourself and achieving your goals. And it's been a really good month for us to start off with a topic like this, because as we have been learning over the course of the last number of weeks, the essence of ourselves, that true part of us, is always still there. And sometimes we have to dig really deep and we have to move all the blocks and all of the past life difficulties and circumstances and traumas and pain that we've gone through to find, not only just find that part of ourselves that is our true self and our best self, but also to actually listen to it and remember that it is there in the first place. But I think a lot of time, and particularly in this time for me, you know, we're doing a lot of work on clearing and releasing. And sometimes it can actually just get a bit tiring. We're focusing on so many things that we need to release and clear that we often forget that our life experiences are also very positive too. We forget that we have created a lot of really good things in our life, really positive, enjoyable, wonderful experiences. And we've been a part of so many good things. So it's important to keep that at the forefront of your mind, and particularly as you move forward over these next months, looking at your goals, looking at things that you're hoping to create, and more importantly, believing in yourself, that you remember that to get to that true essence of yourself, we have to take the good and bad with life, but not to forget the good parts. And this is what's really important. Before I begin today's teaching, I just wanted to say that you have a break now for a few days until next Wednesday, the 1st of February, when we'll be starting our new topic. And next month's topic is all around our inner child. I actually wasn't going to do this till March because it is quite a big in-depth topic to look at. But I felt because of what we covered this month that this is actually a really integral part of us, because the child that we have within, which is our younger self, the person, the baby that was born, that is us, and who we were and the very essence of us is still there, and how we can help the inner part of ourselves and the inner child of ourselves that, you know, has gone through difficulties, and as an adult part, we're still living from that younger part, and equally that part of us that was full of joy and full of imagination, as an adult part of us, we've probably forgotten about. So how we can heal the inner child that's gone through difficulty and, you know, embrace that truer part of herself. So it's going to be a very interesting month, and I'm looking forward to getting started with you around that. Today's final teaching is a topic actually I'm going to be putting a podcast out about next week, which is, who would I be without this? This is a question that has come up a couple of times over the course of this month. I probably have shared this question with you before. You know, I know in one of my teachings or one of my classes there before Christmas, I did talk about this, that a lot of us have different things that are holding us back. This could be like fear, it could be anxiety, it could be even an action that we're taking, you know, place every single day or engaging in. But over the course of this week, I was helping my uncle actually, who wants to give up smoking. And I asked him to fill out a couple of questions for me. And, you know, he wouldn't journal or do any of these kind of things. But he did, in fairness, he did. And the question I asked was, who would you be without cigarettes? And he wrote back and he said, I'm really surprised at my answer, but I would be calmer. He would probably tell himself that he is calm, or his anxiety goes down when he has a cigarette. You know, that anxiety that comes up with the form when we're addicted to something, where we're having like an addictive energy of like, I need that, you know. And yet that's what he wrote. And this was really interesting for me to write this, because one, I wouldn't actually think that he wouldn't be calm, but that's what was preventing him in his life, let's say, for feeling calmer within himself, which is the most important thing. And equally then, during the week, I was doing a session of coaching with somebody. You know, I still do a little bit of coaching, and I have one client that I still coach, and we were talking about this as well, and I was asking her, you know, who she would be without X, Y, and Z of what we were speaking about. And it really got me to think about that, who we are without that, and the answer that we give is what we actually really want to be in our day-to-day life. So I shared in the class before Christmas, who would I be without fear? Because it was something I had journaled on. And when I wrote that question to myself in my journal, I wrote down a mother. That's actually what I wrote. It just came out. I wasn't thinking about it. And that was really interesting to me, because I would have thought I would have been all these other things. But it was really showing me the fear level I had in my life that was preventing me from lots of other things that actually in turn was potentially preventing me from being a mum. Okay. Now, what's really interesting about this is that when we write down what we truly would want in our life, the answer will come from asking ourselves that question. So obviously I've shared, you know, you're all probably sick of hearing about it at this stage, my path over these, you know, 8 years to become a mother. So what I realized is that when we're doing an exercise like this, we will start to see the thing we want to be. Like my uncle wants to become calmer. You know, that's obviously something that feels good to him. So say, for example, you write down, who would I be without fear? Who would I be without the worry about money, for example? You know, what would your job look like? And what you'll start to do is you'll start to actually write down the things that you actually truly desire in your life. And I have some of these things written down. So like one of these could be, who would I be if I didn't have to worry about money? I would be someone who owns, this is not me now, this is just an example. I would own my own business. I would move home. I would go on more holidays. I would be a traveler. Like I would be someone who goes and travels worldwide. Like that's who I would be. So then what we do is we write down who we would be. So we would be like a world traveler, like say, for example, we would then be a business owner. Okay. And maybe we'd be a homeowner. Okay. So who would I be without worries about money? This is what I would be. But when we write that down, that's actually who we desire to be. They're the experiences that we actually desire to have in our life, whether it's to do with our lifelong purpose, or whether it's to do with a desire we have for our immediate to medium term future, you know, like being a homeowner. So then we look at where we would like to be versus where we are now. So maybe where you are now is you are renting a home. Okay, you might be working for somebody else or in a job that you don't like. And you might, if we look at like, never get to travel abroad. Okay, so we then look and say, so who would I be without the worry of money? I would be all of these things. And I am not any of those things now. So when we're looking at, and this is a really important piece, because this is about our belief system, which is generated from how we value ourselves and how we believe in ourselves and what we believe is possible for us. So if I want to travel the world and I want to be a business owner and I want to be a homeowner, but money is the thing that stands in my way, I then need to look at my daily actions and my behaviors and my thoughts and my beliefs and my beliefs about myself of what's possible and wonder, do I have the thoughts and beliefs, and do I take the actions and engage in the behaviors of somebody that will become a homeowner, that will be a business owner and will travel the world? Do I engage with them right now? It might take me 4 years before I can be all of those things, but am I taking the actions that's going to get me there in 4 years? Or in 4 years, am I still going to be sitting here saying, oh God, I want to be all of those things? So I hope I'm explaining that right, but this is really, really good exercise for you all to do. So I'm going to talk about that again. You're going to write down, who would I be without the worry of money? Who would I be without the fear? Who would I be without, let's say, I'm trying to think of anxiety. Who would I be? And you write down what you would be. I give the example of my uncle. Who would I be without smoking? I'd be calmer. Maybe one of his biggest goals in his life is to be calm. I don't know. So isn't that interesting? It gives you then an idea of who you want to be. And then you look at where you are and look at how miles apart you are from these things. And then ask yourself that instead of seeing these things always out in your future, unattainable, or they're going to take me years to get there, or how am I going to get there? You start to look at the present moment, which is all that we have right now, of are these actions, the actions, the thoughts and the behaviors and the belief system of somebody who would be those things, who can achieve those things. And that's the in, the thing, the part of it. So when I say to myself, who would I be without fear? I'd be a mother. Okay, well, what am I doing to be a mother? So, right, I'm going to do more fertility treatment, but am I looking at other options around how I could be a mother? You know, are there other options available? Am I just boxing myself into that and saying, if that doesn't work, that's the end of it for me, for motherhood? You know, this is what we have to look at. Can mother, being a mother, look different to me? And what are my options? So I don't let go of what I want. But then I say to myself, Am I taking all the actions that I can right now to become what I want to be? Well, if I'm boxing myself off and saying, well, if I don't go, if I only go and do IVF and that doesn't work, I can't be. What about fostering? What about, you know, like other avenues like this that we have to look at? So, and that's not to say that that'll work out. I'm just saying that we have to start to kind of spread our vision and our perspective of things wider. And we have to really look at ourselves to say, can I enjoy what really is truly right for me? Because when I started off with this, it's very interesting to see who we internally, when we tap into that true essence of ourselves, believe ourselves to be, and whether we are that person in the this moment or not, and how can we become what we want to be and who we already are. You know, I remember when I shared this with somebody during the week as well, but I remember when my granny was diagnosed with cancer, and, you know, she was told she probably had about a year to live. My mum was with her and they left, and my mum asked her, what did she want to do? Where did she want to travel? Like, what, you know, what could they do to have good fun and to enjoy this time? And she said, I want to grow my hair really long and I want to wear long floaty dresses. And I don't even think she did that in her last year, to be honest, but the point of that is, in that moment of being faced with, okay, you're being given a defined time that your life is going to end in, that's what she wanted to do. But that's what she had wanted to do and who she had wanted to be probably her entire life, and felt that she couldn't dress that way or have her hair that way or be herself, basically. And so I'm putting that question to you in this really extended teaching today to get you to really think about that. Who would I be without this? Without this thing that's stopping me, without this thing that's causing hassle for me. That doesn't mean the process to get to, like, be the world traveler and the business owner and all is going to be, like, you know, smooth sailing. But then the other question is, well, why couldn't it be smooth sailing? Yes, we'll have to put in action. Yes, we'll have to take, you know, steps and give a lot of effort and work hard. But that doesn't mean it has to be difficult. That might be very, very easy. So that's another thing to look at. How can I make this easier on myself? And then, you know, it's about when we do those things to create those things. You know, I gave the example of a mother. Like, maybe I'm meant to be a mother to dogs, for example. I know that sounds ridiculous, but, like, you know, I have an absolute love for dogs. We always have dogs in our house and everything. Maybe I'm just meant to foster dogs. Who knows, okay? Because this is the thing. We don't know, and we don't have the answers for everything. But once we're lining up with what that instinct is, so I would have a motherly instinct, am I getting to utilize that? Am I getting to engage with that? That's the most important part here. So look, I hope that helps. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the break of teachings for the next few days, and I'll talk to you again next Wednesday with our new topic on the inner child.